Having looked at the definition of synchronic, we should turn to our second term, the word synthesis. The concept of synthesis is not difficult to grasp. We use it often in daily life. Basically, it simply means combining different components of something into a whole. For instance, imagine you go to a friend's house for dinner. You eat this and that, you hear someone speak and another person respond, someone tells a joke and the group laughs, someone comes late, another leaves early. All kinds of things take place. Now imagine that the next day, you tell a friend what happened at the dinner. It's unlikely that you would simply try to repeat everything that took place. Instead, you would synthesize or make sense out of the entire gathering. In many respects, this is what we do when we look at the scriptures with synchronic synthesis in mind. We describe the ways different components of theology revealed in a particular period of history fit together in a coherent, logical structure. To grasp how synchronic synthesis involves assessing the logical structure of Old Testament theology in a particular time, we'll touch on two issues. First, we'll look at a popular denial of the Old Testament's logical character. And second, we'll offer an affirmation of its logical coherence. Let's begin with a common denial of the Old Testament's logical character. In the middle of the 20th century, many critical scholars distinguished biblical theology from systematic theology by pointing out the role of logic in each discipline. It's easy to see that logic has a vital function in traditional systematic theology. But critical theologians argued that logic should not play such a major role in biblical theology. While the intricacies of these discussions go far beyond this lesson, we can still summarize their position in a helpful way. In essence, critical theologians believed that logic was a primary feature of what they called the Greek mindset, but it was relatively foreign to the Hebrew mindset. Based on a number of linguistic and cultural assessments, they argued that the Greeks focused on abstraction and logical order, much like systematic theology. And by contrast, they suggested that the Hebrew mindset looked at everything in terms of historical dynamics. From this point of view, the Old Testament did not focus on logical systems or on theological relationships between beliefs. And for this reason, to synthesize Old Testament theology was to misread the Hebrew Bible and to force it into a Greek framework. In distinction from this denial, an affirmation of the logical character of the Old Testament stands on at least two grounds. In the first place, recent studies have largely discredited the kinds of contrasts between Greek and Hebrew mindsets once suggested by many biblical theologians. These mindsets were different in many ways, but they were also very similar to each other. In the second place, Old Testament theology displays substantial concern for logic and rational thought. No substantial way of looking at life is free from careful logical reflection. Now, without a doubt, many things revealed in the Old Testament will remain mysterious to human beings since God's thoughts are far beyond ours. Yet this fact does not negate the value of thinking logically about what He has revealed to us. It is not a question of if Old Testament theology involved logic. It's only a question of how it did. It's true that Old Testament theology does not employ the standards of formal Western philosophical traditions that so deeply influence traditional systematic theology. For instance, the Old Testament uses relatively few consistent technical terms. Its theology is expressed in a variety of genres. Different Old Testament authors emphasize different aspects of their faith. And nowhere does the Old Testament present an all-encompassing logical system of theology. Even so, God's revelations in Scripture were not random, disconnected, or contradictory. As we will see later in this lesson, God's revelations not only gave His people insight into particular events, but also led them toward logical, synthetic ways of understanding, behaving, and feeling about Him, themselves, and the rest of creation.